Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Phil Collins song, but by the way, Eric Clapton on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So
things you didn't know.
So far, we've talked about death, and then death, and then death. Do we have anything not death related today?
People did perish on the Edmund Fitzgerald, and when the Titanic went down, that is accurate.
And before that, we talked about the best age to die.
Well, but we talked about Union Station. That's a rebirth.
That's true.
That's not about death. Well, something died. Union Station died, but then it was like Jesus. Reborn. It was resurrected.
Like okay. A phoenix rising from the ashes.
That's exactly right, Dan. Today is area code day.
Like 913?
816.
Mm-hmm. Do you care to guess what year the area code was invented?
I cheated, but I also don't remember what it said. Was it the 40s?
It was 1947.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are a handful of states that just have one area code, and I am obsessed.
Okay, there are 12 states that have a single area code.
They all get one.
Well, there aren't a lot of people that live there.
Why can't we have just 913?
Because we have too many people.
Yeah.
Because we also have 816.
Well, I think she's talking about the state of Kansas.
In Kansas, though, you've got 316, you've got 785.
Correct. 913.
And you have 913.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when you have larger populations with more residential phone lines.
There are plenty of numbers if we gave everyone 913. There's an infinite number of numbers
actually,
with seven digits.
Not true. No. That's why we had to add an area code a couple of years
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Math.
We ran out of numbers. Mm. To make some new ones.
Mm. Yeah, remember, there was a time where everybody had a landline, a fax machine, and a cell phone. And then you got to think about all the business phones. There are, how many phones out in the newsroom would you say?
Too many.
Way too many.
10 that nobody ever
right.
uses.
So
they all have a phone.
We're wasting those. The office phone needs to go bye-bye.
And they all have an independent phone number.
You and I have a storage facility that used to be our office in the back.
Yes.
Okay, now it's just a storage facility for things we don't want at home.
More like a hazmat zone, but yeah.
There are three landline phones in that room, all with a unique number.
This should not be allowed.
I cannot remember the last time I was in our back office / storage facility and used the phone.
Haven't used the phone that's on my desk out in the newsroom.
If this company wanted to save a little bit of money, it would do two things. It would do what I do every Friday night when I leave, and that's turn off all the lights. That aren't going to be used for another 72 hours.
$20 saved each month.
Probably, but that's $20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buys you a meal at Applebee's, and they would get rid of all the landline phones. We don't need them.
Speaking of saving money, you're not going to believe what I did over the weekend.
Hang on, wait. I'm not done with the area codes yet.
Okay.
Would you care to guess any of the 12 states that only have one area code?
Alaska.
Alaska's, yes.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yes. What'd you say, Sam?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, yes.
Massachusetts.
No.
All the tiny ones. Vermont.
Wyoming.
Massachusetts has the city of Boston.
Oh, Idaho.
Idaho, yep.
Wyoming?
Yep.
Montana?
Yep.
Yep.
Oregon, Washington State.
Oh, my populous.
God. Oh, my God.
I don't North Dakota, South Dakota?
Yep.
Used to be New Mexico. We had 505, but then...
Yeah, you left out Delaware.
And then population increased
what
a little
bit. What about Connecticut?
I think we got them all now.
Dana, first of all, stop talking. You've mentioned some of the most populous states in the union.
But they're tiny.
Washington is not tiny.
I swear to God, California's only got one. Tell me it's on the list.
California only has one area code.
You are such a liar.
You're right.
Does D.C. only have one?
No.
Then I'm out. I don't know.
Not even a state.
Well, I know, but we throw it in when we're talking about lists.
Washington, D.C. has two area codes.
That is correct. 202 and...
771.
The first state to get an area code was the 201.
The old 201.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Now, that's a small state. That's probably the only area code they have.
Are you being serious?
Well, there's only 10 phones.
There's only 10 phones. All right.
They just yell at each other. Hey!
I was not going to tell you
the
mistake I made over the weekend.
Oh, God, yes.
But it worked out in my favor, and so I will allow you to make fun of me. On Friday, during Festivus, I was alerted to the fact that there was an online auction going on, unlike any other online auction in the history of this town.
Sotheby's?
I will tell you about it now because it's over.
Did you win?
The Embassy Suites sold over the weekend everything. Okay? So you guys.
The one on the plaza?
Just start thinking all of the crap that makes up a hotel.
The chairs, the tables.
Oh, Dan. The microwaves.
The cutlery.
I mean, how many rooms do you think were in the Embassy Suite?
Lennon's?
Let's say there were 20 floors.
It wasn't 20, was it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was. It's tall. Anyway, can your mind even wrap around how much crap that is? Chairs, desks, every desk that you've ever seen in a hotel room times however many rooms there are in the Embassy Suites.
All of the phones.
All of the phones.
All those landlines.
You know, if
the Bibles.
The Gideon Bibles. If you wanted Ottomans, the bidding for these things started at $2. Dan,
wow.
$2.
Sure.
So the fountain out front, 10 billion pounds of concrete, ended up selling, I think, for $8,000. It's probably worth 70, right?
Okay.
Why are they closing? That's a nice hotel.
I think they're knocking it down. So someone sends me this thing and says, oh my God, girl, they were selling the shrubbery out front, the yews, $2. You had to come dig them up. There was lighting. I wanted that lighting so bad. And for four of these stunning wrought iron ceiling lights, it was $2.
Unless
someone outbid me. And so I bid $20, $5 a light. I mean, these are probably from Europe. Oh my gosh. So I am so excited all weekend. I bid $1 for a couple of Ottomans, and then I get home and I tell Johnny, I got to tell you something, but it's good news. It is not bad news. It is really good news. I think I found our lighting for the house for $2.
$5, but yeah.
Here's what I forgot. I didn't look at the dimensions. Apparently, when you buy things from a hotel,
they're hotel size.
They are gigantic, Scott.
Did you not think of that in the beginning?
No, in the photo, it looked like they were the size of a Frisbee. Oh my gosh. Guess how big?
Four feet diameter.
Four feet in diameter.
Wow, Dan.
Spot on.
Yeah.
He goes, honey, where did you think we were going to put these? And I go, well, right here. We'll put one here and one here and one here. He goes, Dana, they're as long as you are.
Are these like chandeliers?
Oh,
yes.
Dan, you missed the world's greatest auction. They also had exterior lights. I bid on those too. They would look so good on the outside of our house.
Let me guess, 9 feet tall.
They were 9 feet.
How do you guys know all this stuff?
Have you ever been to a hotel and really looked at the lighting? It's gorgeous.
But I stayed at that Embassy Suites.
It would be like...
Which one is it?
The one on the plaza just north of it.
Okay.
There are maybe a couple of houses on Ward Parkway where these things would have looked still probably too big. Like 55th and Ward Parkway, those are the people that needed these things.
So where are the chandeliers now?
I got outbid on Sunday. while we were out in the yard working.
That's actually good.
And didn't even realize it. So you know how much they went for? You're going to fall over. $40.
Dana, that's a good thing for you.
Oh, my God.
I'm mad that you didn't tell me about this
Volkswagen
auction.
I didn't want anyone to take my lights that wouldn't fit anywhere in my house.
Nobody wanted them.
A lot of good stuff.
I'm going to show you a photo. Because in the photo, it just looked like down a hallway, a grand, like, think Union Station. I didn't, it just eyeballed it. I thought, oh, my God, they're perfect. I'm so taking those.
Why did you need four?
I didn't. I only needed two, but they were $2. I'm like, I'll take 10 for $2.
I mean, they're just table lamps.
Dan, these would
with
fit
a big enough table
inside of Union Station and look phenomenal. They would not fit in your kitchen, in your living room, or in your bedroom.
Do they not have the dimensions listed with the lighting?
Maybe.
They did, didn't they?
Maybe down below they did.
Did you not look at that?
No, I didn't.
Why?
In the photo, it looked like normal lights. It just looked normal. Whatever that normal lighting size.
But then you've got one apostrophe or two. Is it feet or inches? I mean, how are we going to know?
Right?
Stonehenge.
It was gorgeous. Someone got very lucky over the weekend.
Yeah, you.
That's true.
I mean, the photos of the lamps was really small. It was the photo, so, you know, it's on your phone. So
the exterior lights, Dan, oh my gosh.
Fine.
But again, they were 5 feet tall.
So they're tearing down the old Embassy Suites?
I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Huh.
They were selling the rose bushes out front. Like, when I say everything has to go, everything has to go.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? How long's that been there? That's got to be, what, 80 years? 100 years?
What?
1971? No, the St. Luke's acquired the property in 1971.
I think it's been there since 1900s. I really do. I think it's one of the first hotels down there.
It's been there from the 1900s, but not 100 years. The plaza was built 100 years ago.
I don't know. Distances or time or any of those things.
Or geography.
It was a long time ago, Scott.
I mean, you think Washington State has only one area code.
I wanted a piece of Kansas City history that we could not fit through the front door. It's a conversation piece for the front yard.
I mean, Oregon's only got one area code. Nobody lives there.
Are you done?
No.
Just except getting, for the millions of people.
Just getting warmed up. Millions of people.
Well, Dana, we had something similar to an Everything Must Go clearing out when we left Channel 9 downtown.
Yes.
So we got to go inside.
Pick stuff out.
Well, from the old theater building that you guys were in?
Yeah, the Lyric Theater. Yeah, that was really cool.
When you eyeballed it, you got your eyeball on it. That's different when it's online.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Story here from the Lawrence Times. Deputies with the Douglas County Sheriff's Department have made an arrest in a hit and run that killed 20-year-old Elsa McGrain, a pre-med student at KU. A driver fled the scene after striking McGrain. She was jogging. She happened to be in North Lawrence on Thursday evening. She was found several hours later when a passerby called dispatch around 3:30 in the morning on Friday, saying that they had found a person near the road. Deputies have arrested William Ray Klingler, 36 years of age, of Lawrence, on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. Klingler, by the way, William Klingler, has a rather lengthy history of DUI arrests. I count 5 priors, and not convictions, arrests. Some of them we believe he was convicted of. At least one of them is still pending.
Yeah, he has 3 convictions and 1 pending at the moment.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, I struggled with this all Friday over the weekend. I have people close to me who are close to her, and I have someone close to me who is related to her. Mm. This is so devastating for so many people. She's from Omaha, but she has extended family here in Kansas City, and all of the girls that she lived with on campus in Lawrence.
She was in Chi Omega.
She's my daughter's age. She was a Chi O. Those girls are shattered.
Understandable.
And to hear, and the other thing I will say is Scott, she was such a light, kind, religious, helpful, beautiful, of course. She's absolutely stunning. But she had the most beautiful heart. And for all, you don't ever want to see this happen to a young person, but she was everything and more you would want a 20-year-old young woman to be just starting out in her life. He is a coward and a waste of oxygen.
Allegedly.
And I am so thankful for her family that they were able to find him in under really 72 hours, because this was in
North Lawrence.
Bit off the beaten path in Lawrence, but there was just enough surveillance footage that you could tell it was a white truck that was leaving. She was doing everything right, by the way, and I saw this online, and I'm gonna correct the narrative here. She was a runner. Yes, she was out running. She was running against traffic, okay? So because somebody said, well, why wasn't she running against traffic? She was. I don't want anyone making this about whether or not you have the right to go jogging at 6 o'clock in Lawrence. You should not have the right to drive 4 times that we know of, allegedly under the influence of alcohol. And the rage that comes in here is that a judge just a while ago released him on his own recognizance in the last DUI case after he failed to appear in court.
I believe that was last fall, yeah.
It was last August.
But he remains held without bond currently.
Like I'm saying 3 months ago, Sam, he was arrested in August for failing to appear in court for the 2024 DUI case. That was the third, I believe, or the fourth.
Fourth.
That was the fourth.
July of 2024 was the pullover and arrest for what is still pending to potentially be the fourth if convicted.
His bond was modified to $10,000 on his own recognizance after failing to appear in court. And he was able to sign himself out of the Douglas County Jail if he agreed to abide by several pretrial monitoring conditions, whatever. One of the charges alleges in 2024 that he circumvented the ignition interlock device on his vehicle, which requires people, you know this, who have had multiple DUIs to take a breath test before the vehicle will start. That case is still pending. Mm-hmm. And somehow he's out there driving around and we have lost this child.
Well, and that's the biggest part, is that she died. But let me ask you this. How many DUIs until you tell somebody, you know what, you're not very good at this, you can't help but get behind the wheel of a car in the age of Lyft and Uber, huh? You still put yourself behind the wheel of a car, put other people in jeopardy, because you apparently are unable to get your drinking under control.
Well, he is also accused of going around using somebody else, probably, to circumvent the interlock system in his vehicle. Mm-hmm. Again, accused, not convicted. I don't believe you get to keep your license when that happens.
I was going to say, they should be jailed right alongside him. You have to remember, at 6 o'clock, it is dark, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are alleging he struck her knowingly, left the scene. A passerby did not find that child until 3 o'clock in the morning.
So that's
9 hours,
that's
Scott.
9 hours. Yep.
She laid there 9 hours. He will not be forgiven for that, nor should he. And
if he is the one
who
did this.
My heart is just broken for those girls and for her family. And, you know, she has four siblings who love her and a mom and dad. And I mean, it's just you can't make sense of any. Like, what is so important? And we don't know if he was drunk or not when he struck her. We don't know. I can guess.
I can, too. But my guess is if he was sober, he would have stopped.
Why do you let him out on his own recognizance when he fails to show up? That makes
no sense to me. He is currently jailed.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay.
In the prior case.
Okay.
Why let him continue to roam around with us after he skipped out on court for the fourth DUI? I mean, it doesn't make sense that you would let him out.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Just real quick, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. But I did ask in the last segment, how many DUIs is enough where you take somebody's license away from them forever? And I can hear some of you in the car saying, one. I say anything over two, you clearly do not understand how the game gets played in life. And I'm not saying you revoke somebody's license for the rest of their life after two, but you take it away for quite a while.
5 years?
At least.
Well, and who can afford this stuff? One, they say, is a $10,000 mistake. You got four, almost, allegedly, maybe. That's 40 grand.
I don't know, Sam. But, I mean, you clearly suck at this, and in the age of Uber and Lyft are making really, really bad decisions. Can you not get on your phone and get Uber to come pick you up?
Well, the biggest question, I think, more important, is how do you get someone to not drive when you do punish them appropriately?
Well, and that's a great point. That's a fair
Sam.
Point.
The number of people that drive on suspended license, on no license.
One of the TV stations did this years ago where they sat outside the courthouse on the day that the judges were seeing all of the people with suspended licenses and just watched everybody drive up to go into court on a suspended license. Now, on the one hand, how am I supposed to get to court? But on the other hand, you know, it really goes to show you can take someone's privileges away on paper. It doesn't mean they're going to abide by the rule of law.
You'd be surprised the number of people that come in and want to buy something that requires an ID. And when I ID them, they say, well, I don't have one.
Okay, but wait, well, am I 50 years old, Sam?
Doesn't matter. If I ask, you got to have it.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
And then I say, well, how'd you get here? And they say, I drove. And I say, you don't have a driver's license because the state took it and you drove. And they're like, what, are you a cop? And I'm like, no, but you're not buying this. Bye.
Man, you're a stickler for the rules, aren't
you? Yeah.
Well, it's a $10,000 fine for me if I
you're right.
don't ID somebody.
Do you
even if an 80-year-old woman walks in, you still have to have her ID?
So when Juul was the big thing before they cracked down on it and banned all the fun flavors. Well, actually, sorry, it was right after they cracked down on it and banned the flavors. The company that I work for made it mandatory no matter what. If you came in to buy a Juul product, you had to show an ID. I had to turn away an 85-year-old woman because she wanted to come in and buy some Juul pods. And I said, ma'am, do you have your ID? And she said, no, I'm 85 years old. Look at me. And I said, with all due respect, I believe you. But I'm going to have to just ask you to back with your ID.
I think that's silly. That is silly.
But if I gamble and lose, that's right. 10
it's
grand out
you.
Of my pocket.
You're right.
Well, I mean, if somebody is like 20, like for example, Maya just turned 21 a couple weeks ago. If let's say I worked at a liquor store or at a gas station and she came in wanting to buy booze, I would card her because she doesn't look 21.
Right.
Sarah is 24. She doesn't look 21.
Yeah, she's getting ID'd.
Yeah. But if Mabel, who lived through the Great Depression... comes walking into your gas station. I mean, is that really, I understand rules are rules and all that, but is that really necessary? I mean, this woman was born during the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration.
Well, I mean, it's up to the discretion of the person,
yes.
right? But if you come in and you're even remotely on the line, because I've pulled some IDs where I've read the date and thought to myself, wow you look 30 years younger than you actually are.
Yeah.
And then I've also ID'd people where I almost didn't ID them and they were born in like 2002. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, but that's called using meth. It ages you
not
a little bit.
Not necessarily. Some people just age differently. You know that.
Okay.
But the point being, back to the original point was mm-hmm. the number of people that come in who just flat out don't have one because the state took it because they committed a crime that resulted in the revocation of their license and they pulled up in their own vehicle.
Can't you get though, like let's say that the state pulls your license, you got a couple too many DUIs, whatever. Can't you still get like a state ID card?
A non-driver's license?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just an ID card.
That says who you are, where you live, your date of birth, blah, blah, blah. It expires in 4 years and whatever. You can do that, right?
I think so.
Yeah, but if you're not responsible enough that you find yourself in this situation, most people aren't then responsible enough to go and get the non-driver's license.
That's fair.
Okay. Kansas City neighborhood is coming together after vandals wrecked a food pantry.
Oh, good God.
At a nearby apartment complex. Tell me you belong in hell without telling me you belong in hell. Neighbors say the vandalism happened in the overnight hours on Saturday, November 1st, so a week ago Saturday, at New View Place, which offers subsidized family housing in 14 apartment buildings in the Old Northeast. Vandals broke raw eggs all over the pantry space and destroyed neatly organized rows of food staples, according to neighbors. Says Tim Quick, who lives across the street, it was absolutely sick. It was deplorable and gut-wrenching. Quick said the vandalism impacted families who were already facing food insecurity. Wow.
And then there was a parking lot across from a hotel over the weekend that saw 30 different vehicles get broken into.
I'm telling you, are we just surrounded by chaos right now? Or does it just seem like it because we have more access to news on our phones? Honestly.
And by the way, based on the reports of witnesses that spoke with Channel 9, the most that this thief got, you could assume it was one to two people that broke all 30 windows. I don't think it was 30 people. Was like $20.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, what are you going to get out of most people's cars? And I know they're looking for guns. I know that's what they're looking for.
Or money.
But what are you going to get? I probably have one nickel and two pennies in my car, and you would have to scrounge for that. I probably have some bungee cords for safety.
If you were to break into my car right now.
I might have a bottle of water in the trunk. I mean, there's nothing of value.
You would get a phone charger.
Yep.
You would get an empty Foreigner Agent Provocateur CD jewel case.
Please.
Because the CD's in my house, the case is in my car, and you would get about 6 cents in cash that is in my armrest. That's it.
That's it.
And an empty water bottle.
Well, I've had my truck broken into twice over the years, and both times they stole my toolkit, and I bought the same exact one on Amazon for $45 the very next day, both times.
I don't know what they're looking for.
Guns.
Well, but if you leave...
I know. Don't get me started.
If you leave your gun in your car when you're not in it...
Don't get me started.
And presumably these break-ins are occurring overnight, so your car is parked outside of your residence, and you don't take your gun in your house or apartment or whatever...
Yep.
You're a fool. Like, you're dumber than dumb. Whatever. The Supreme Court today rejected a call to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. So same-sex marriage, basically, let me rewrite this.
Flip it around.
Remains on the books. The Supreme Court said we are not going to hear an appeal. So same-sex marriage remains on the books. It was brought by...
I was going to say, who even brought it?
Kim Davis.
Kim Davis. Remember that name?
No, go away.
She's a former court clerk. Out of Kentucky, and years ago...
Dying to remain relevant.
Yes. Shortly after they legalized same-sex marriage, Kim Davis, who was a court clerk, refused to grant marriage licenses to same-sex couples, okay? And she appealed it all the way up to the Supreme Court. They said, go away. We don't want to deal with you. And then she... And this was like 6, 7, 8 years ago that she did this. She brought it back again this year, thinking she would have better luck, and the Supreme Court once again told her, you need to go away. So they're not even going to hear the case, her appeal. They just want Kim Davis, like everybody in America, to go away. But to Dana's point, Kim Davis needs to remain relevant for some reason, and she keeps bringing these appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, make better appeals. It might be relevant.
How about just let it go?
Yeah, I appeal that she just goes away.
Take a different one, you know?
Yeah.
Signed America. Go away.
Yes, please.
God.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So tonight, you know, it's darker earlier. You get home. You're ready for bed. There's a new trend sweeping the nation that we will not suggest you try on the Dana and Parks program.
What are people doing?
Dark showering is the new trend for better sleep that, quote, powerfully influences the brain. A wellness trend making the rounds on social media promotes dark showering, which is exactly what it sounds like. Your daily bathing ritual just at night with the lights low or off.
Well, wait a minute. That is really going to help you sleep. Whether or not you'll wake up, I'm not sure.
Dionne Warwick and die.
That's what I was trying to say.
Light powerfully influences the brain. It's done through the retinohypothalamic tract, common spelling, a pathway that connects your eyes to the brain's master body clock.
Dionne Warwick is still alive.
I know, but she slipped and fell in the shower. Do you not remember this?
I remember Whitney Houston doing that.
Think of dim lights as turning down the brain's threat radar. Less stimulation makes it easier for the logical part of your brain to take over again. And for many people, like me, that means feeling calmer, clearer, and more grounded. They said if you have anxiety or ADHD, this is for you. Except that...
You have ADHD.
I don't know that this is the best idea for someone in a shower with a very slick floor who is the mature age of 51 years old.
Or a 70-year-old bathtub like mine that for whatever reason, it has a valley.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere flat in the entire bathtub.
Have you ever heard the term, Sam, 3 points of contact? Because when I get out of the bathtub,
yeah,
that's what we
have shower.
To do. 3 points of contact. You have to have 1 foot on this ground, 1 foot here, and a hand here, or you will slip and fall and die. And I feel like dark showering is not a good idea for 99% of people listening right now.
You're right. She was injured in a fall in her shower in January of 2015.
I'm telling you, I don't forget weird things like that.
So it will help you sleep, but you don't know exactly when nor if you'll wake up.
Can I also read this sentence, which puzzles me? Jeez. In the shower, skip the screen. Turn off the light and add simple comforts like lavender. Who is showering with their cell phone?
I don't.
You would be surprised.
In the shower, skip the screen.
Yep.
Why does that need to be said?
I've never taken my phone anywhere near a shower.
We have created a society where we are so unable to do anything. I'm literally looking at my phone talking to you right now.
If you're
without
on your
that
phone,
technology directly yeah. in our face. And so people, they're like, oh, I'm going to be deprived of dopamine while I clean myself.
If
no!
you are on your cell phone in the shower, you need to call a therapist.
They started making phone cases.
No.
That were waterproof.
No.
Not... because you might go swimming and drop it in the pool. No, because you needed to be able to Snapchat your friends in the shower.
Now, somebody on the text line says, I love taking a candle-lit shower.
Okay. So you could sort of see. I take a candle-lit bath almost every night. I love that bathtub, but man, you got to be careful getting out of it.
Yeah, until you fall and burn down the house.
It's a clawfoot traditional. It's a big clawfoot tub. Like it's,
so, you got like straddle to get out.
It is made of the slickest material. Like I don't know what it's porcelain. I think right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be porcelain.
It is. Remember when we were little, our moms would put those little sticky things, and they were different shapes on the floor of the
it felt like almost
tub,
like sandpaper.
Like sandpaper.
Yeah.
When we were little.
Yes. The bathroom is so beautiful, I don't want to put those things on the floor, but yet I'm also a realist, and I feel like it would help me from slipping and falling.
You should put glow-in-the-dark stars there, on the bottom of that tub.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Little seahorses,
that's
maybe.
That's what we had.
Little
we had glow-in-the-dark stars.
We had seahorses. Yeah. I love those things.
Ours were like, it's like a six-pointed snowflake or something.
And it took about a month and a half for them to be so brown that you just wanted to scrape them out. You're like, I'll risk it. I'll die. That's so dirty. I'm done.
It's the color of bacteria.
These trends and these articles seem to be written and compiled by people who have just arrived on Earth.
Hmm.
They're just so
I could see taking a candlelit bath or shower. I think that would be very nice.
I mean, that's different, but I mean,
and if you have somebody with you, it could be romantic.
I don't think so. I think dark showering is a bad idea. You need someone to call 911. You don't need two of you in there.
913-586-7798. If you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. The News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.